Oh, there we go right now. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you may be, Flash the Four, hour number four of the Doug and Wolf Show. Savages in the Morning, broadcasting out of Cowbell Friday.
So we were going to talk a little Thursday night football, Baker Mayfield, and how it relates to Josh Rosen and Thursday night football from last night. And I told Maloney, the producer of the Doug and Wolf Show, hey, check out Kurt Warner's tweet. I want to talk about that next. And here's his tweet. Kurt Warner says, watching Baker Mayfield tape is quick decision-making, anticipation, and confidence throwing the football last night was better than a lot of starting quarterbacks. I thought, wow, that's strong. I want to talk about that. What did Maloney do? She just went and got Kurt Warner.
Well, there you go right there. Interesting, Graybeard.
So that was nice. Kurt Warner said, yeah, I'll call in on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. Kurt, good morning. Are you doing enough with NFL game day, or do you just want to come on and replace Wolf altogether? We could use you. It'd be great.
Nope. Wolf does a great job. I don't have time for all that.
Oh, no, God. You don't. No, you don't, brother.
You guys every once in a while.
Oh, well, thank you. It was really thank cool you, of you to say yes again. But it was exactly what I said was true. I read your tweet, and I thought, wow, that's a really strong comment. So now that we've got you, go deeper if you don't mind. When you watched Thursday Night Football, Baker Mayfield, what did you see?
Well, I mean, I tell you what. You know, when I watch quarterbacks, I want to see a guy that's confident in what he's doing and is not afraid to throw the football where they believe the ball should be thrown. I think if you watch that game, you know, you watch it from its entirety, that's the difference between Tyrod and Baker. Now, Tyrod is going to make good decisions. He's not going to put you in harm's way. He'll tuck it and run it as opposed to ever, you know, trying to fit it into a hole. And Baker's exactly the opposite, where Baker says, I believe in what I'm doing. I'm going to see it. I'm going to rip it. I'm going to let it go. I'm probably going to make some mistakes along the way, but I'm going to make more plays for you than I make mistakes. And so it's a dramatically different approach that they both take. But me, as a throwing quarterback and as a guy that believes quarterbacks have to win games for you, you can't survive in this league or win championships without your quarterback winning games for you. I love the fact that he came in and he just ripped it. And every decision wasn't the right decision. You know, there were times I wondered if he was even reading anything as opposed to just seeing a guy. But when he let the ball go, he had confidence he was going to fit it in there. And with his anticipation and his accuracy, he fit a lot of them in there. Even if he didn't see anything, and it's hard to say that because I'm just watching film, you know, because there was things on there I go, well, okay, he might have seen this. I don't know if he did or he didn't. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he did. But when he let that ball go, he was letting it go, you know, with full confidence that it was going to find his receiver, and most of the time it did.
For me, Kurt, I was really impressed with the fact that he attacked the middle of the field a lot, right, and threw the ball over the middle of the field, and I realize a lot of that is just the play and the scheme that they're running, but is that characteristic of a young quarterback to focus on the center of the field, the middle of the field, or not?
Well, you know, Wolf, as a quarterback, that is not anything that ever crossed my mind. I mean, I never thought, oh, well, I'm going to keep it outside the numbers, or I'm going to. When you play quarterback, whatever the, you know, the play tells you and whatever the defense tells you, you throw the ball there. So I don't think, you know, as a competent quarterback, you ever think, oh, I don't want to make this throw, or I don't want to throw the ball down the field. I think you just say, here's the play. What's the defense say that I'm supposed to do with it? Do that with the football. And if that means throw it across the middle, you throw it across the middle. If it means throw it deep, if it means check it down. So that's not anything that, you know, in all my years playing that ever crossed my mind, hey, I'm going to try to keep the ball outside or anything like that.
It's interesting to hear you talk about. We had Jeff Van Rapphorst on earlier today, too, and he was talking about judge a quarterback's confidence with their feet. Back foot hits, and you're already into your throwing mechanic, or you're on your next progression and you're moving. And if you're nervous, you've moved off of your progression before your back foot is even hit. You're too quick on it. And it's funny listening to you talk about Baker Mayfield, because even though we're all focused here on the Rosen situation and when does he play, I don't see that from Sam Bradford. I see Sam Bradford's back foot hitting and he's already moving off of it. He's just not confident. And I thought that was stark in watching Baker last night and in now your analysis of Baker Mayfield. Can you tell quarterback confidence by footwork more than anything else?
No, by head.
Okay.
I always watch the head, you know. And again, I understand the point in that they're fairly tied together because your feet and your eyes should always go together as a quarterback.
Uh-huh.
But I watch the head. You know,
okay.
Does the head go from one spot and then lock in on another spot and then lock in on another spot, letting me know that you're knowing what you're seeing. You're knowing who you're trying to read defensively. When that head is kind of moving back and forth and kind of searching, that lets me know they don't know what they're looking at.
Okay.
They're just trying to find a guy open. Mm. And so I'm always watching the head to see how definitive that is. And as I said, you know, good quarterbacks, their eyes and feet go together.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when they're going and moving from one place to another, you see their feet pop. It's like, I'm on this guy. Oh, now I'm going backside, and feet and head pop together to find the next defender or the next throw. And that, to me, lets me know this guy's confident. This guy knows where he's going with the football. He knows who he's trying to find with his eyes, because that's going to dictate where the throw goes. So understand the point with the feet, because they should be somewhat tied together, but I'm always looking at the eyes and the head.
Hmm. Kurt, how long does it take you to actually say this guy is going to be a successful quarterback in the NFL? I mean, to me, I'm sorry, but I'm going to make him prove it. Is there anything wrong with making a young guy prove that he can play quarterback and actually be the guy you're going to build your franchise around?
Well, I mean, I think you can always tell signs of things that lend themselves to, hey, you know, what we saw from Baker last night lends itself to make you think this guy's got a chance. What
yeah.
we saw from Sam Darnold the first Monday night, his poise when he's been out there, lends itself to say, hey, this guy's got a chance.
Right.
But as we've seen with Sam Darnold, we're three games in. He was the savior after week one. He struggled the last 2 weeks. Doesn't mean he's not going to be a good quarterback.
Right.
I just think we always have to temper our expectations when a guy comes out and has a good game, because there's lots of things to it. I mean, I remember when I won the MVP in my first season with the Rams as starting. And, you know, I remember going through that season and thinking, man, you know, my first read was open a lot. You know, we were in a new system. I was new. You know, people might have been focusing on different guys because they had no idea who I was. And there were a lot of times where I just kind of felt like, well, that was kind of an easy read. You know, I went back and, you know, first guy was open, put the ball on him. And then I came back the second year and everything changed and everything was harder. And I had to be even better and I had to get to my third read and be efficient with that. And so to me, it always takes time. You know, look at Deshaun Watson. Man, you know, everybody, he's going to be the MVP this year. I can't
right.
wait for him to come back. He tore it up in his first 8 games. Now guys are making him play football differently.
Yep.
Now they're forcing him to have to read things and get the ball out on time and be accurate with the football. And he hasn't necessarily looked the part yet. And again, not that he's not going to be that, but I think we always have
Correct.
To understand that, you know, it takes time for anybody to separate themselves as a top-notch quarterback in this league. You can have good games, you can have good moments, but the good players consistently play well
yes.
Week in and week out, year in and year out. And, you know, I know people came out and said, you know, Sam Darnold's going to be the next Aaron Rodgers. I'm another guy that always says, don't throw that expectation on a young guy. Because now if he doesn't reach that level,
right.
now people look at it and go, well, he's a disappointment. You know, early on, we thought he was going to just let these guys become what they become. They don't have to be the next Aaron Rodgers to be a really, really good quarterback mm-hmm. at this level. And so I'm always one that wants to temper that expectation on them and let them write their own path instead of us always trying to write the path for them. Oh, my gosh, what I saw, this guy's going to be the next. Well, just let him be the guy that he's going to be, and maybe he'll be great. Maybe he'll be really good. We don't know yet, but I just always try to, you know, not put that on these young guys. They have enough pressure to play the position and to be drafted as high as they were. They don't need more pressure on them by having people tell them, hey, you know, or tell everybody, this guy's so good right now, he should be the next this.
Yeah.
And then when he doesn't meet it, we're all going, well, I guess he didn't meet his expectation, which is not true.
We're talking to Kurt Warner, Hall of Fame quarterback. And Kurt, there's one thing that you, and I think a lot of people know this, but maybe not. I would imagine you can connect with what Sam Bradford is going through very, very well. So much success in your career. But in your time in New York, there's the golden child. There's Eli Manning. We're all in love with Eli Manning. Eli's going to be the next this and this. And then everyone in New York clamoring for your benching and Eli Manning. What kind of pressure is Sam Bradford under right now with everyone starting the Josh Rosen clock? Is it more pressure to be in a Super Bowl, or is it more pressure to be the odd man out when the fans and maybe even the coaches are ready to go to the young guy?
It's always more pressure when you've got a guy looking over your shoulder and you got people clamoring for the young guy. And you're in a situation where you know everybody wants to start the future. You know, that doesn't mean they don't want Sam to play right now and have a great season.
Right.
It's just, we know this guy's the future. Matt Leinart, when he was here, this is the guy that we expect to lead our franchise for the next decade or so. Mm. So when does that era start? And, you know, the hardest part, you know, and similar to my situation in New York, is that, A, it's not always on the quarterback, but it's the easiest position because only one guy plays to go, oh, well, it starts there, so if we put another guy in, it will help. B, the second part of it is that you're caught between wanting to play great football, but also knowing if you have one of those games, you know, one of those games where you're trying to play confident and things just don't go your direction, and it could easily not be your fault, right? You know, you're trying to, you know, to throw a big in route. And I'll use an example last week because I'm not really sure what happened on the play. But Sam threw a big in route that ended up getting knocked down. And Larry was actually clearing out, looked to me like he was supposed to be clearing out the safety for the in that was coming inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Larry saw, you know, his clock went off or he saw, you know, Sam, you know, kind of break down like he was going to scramble. But Larry ended up slowing his route down and turning around trying to find an open area. Sam threw the ball to the in route and the safety came and broke it up and almost intercepted it. And again, just one of those instances where, what if that's an interception in a game? Okay, so now do you go back the next time and you go, well, I can't throw that and throw another interception? Or do you trust that guy again and maybe, you know, something goes against you again? And now all of a sudden you've had one of those games where you throw three or four interceptions by playing confident and attacking the ball. And then, oh, well, he threw four interceptions. It's time to go to the young guy. You know, or do you sit back and go, okay, I'm not going to take too many chances and I'm going to have an efficient game, but maybe not a game good enough to win for my team. And how do they look at that now? Yeah. Oh, well, he's not doing enough at the quarterback position. And again, I go back to my time in New York. We came out here to Arizona. The last game I started in New York was here in Arizona. And we came out and they put me in a no huddle for the first two drives. We scored on the first two drives. We're up 14-0. And then we get out of the no huddle and everything kind of falls apart. I think Bertrand sacked me 12 times that game. And we ended up losing 17-14 in that game. My quarterback rating was like 110, something like that. And I got benched the next week because we didn't win the football game. We didn't make enough plays. And even though I was efficient with the ball, it wasn't the way that we were going to win football games. And that was the difference. And so now Sam's in a tough spot to figure out how to play football now with the guys around him and the situation that he's in, so he can continue to play and do what this team needs him to do to win.
Graybeard, thanks for being here. Thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for actually coming to Arizona. We appreciate it, big guy.
All right, guys. My pleasure.